Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 22nd, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1, mitral valve replacement or repair and long-term risk of infective endocarditis, a Danish nationwide study. This Danish registry study assessed the 10-year risk of first-time infective endocarditis following mitral valve replacement or repair compared to patients at moderate risk. Results showed that mitral valve replacement carried a significantly higher risk of infective endocarditis than mitral valve repair over the long term. This data underscores the importance of considering infective endocarditis risk when choosing between mitral valve replacement and repair. Article number 2. Prediction of ventricular arrhythmic outcomes in suspected cardiac sarcoidosis. A comparison of cardiovascular magnetic resonance phenotyping versus societal recommendations for implantable cardioverter defibrillator placement. This study compared cardiovascular magnetic resonance imaging phenotyping to societal guidelines for predicting ventricular arrhythmias in patients with suspected cardiac sarcoidosis, aiming to improve implantable cardioverter defibrillator placement. The findings suggest that cardiovascular magnetic resonance imaging phenotyping may offer superior accuracy in predicting long-term ventricular arrhythmic events compared to guideline-based recommendations. This may lead to more informed decisions regarding implantable cardioverter defibrillator implantation in this complex patient population. Article number 3. Impact of alternative efficacy endpoint definitions on reported outcomes after ablation of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Insights from the COMPARE Cryo study using continuous rhythm monitoring. This sub-analysis of the COMPARE Cryo study examined how different endpoint definitions impact the assessment of atrial fibrillation ablation success, utilizing continuous rhythm monitoring data from implantable cardiac monitors. The study demonstrated that varying the endpoint definitions based on atrial fibrillation burden, duration, or episode frequency significantly alters the reported success rates post-ablation. These findings highlight the importance of standardized endpoint definitions for atrial fibrillation ablation studies and their impact on healthcare utilization. Article number 4. Ventricular tachycardia substrate mapping with cardiac computed tomography and cardiac magnetic resonance imaging. Head-to-head comparison of two clinically available post-processing platforms. This study provides a head-to-head comparison of two post-processing platforms, 8S3-DLV and InHeart, for ventricular tachycardia substrate mapping using cardiac computed tomography and late gadolinium-enhanced cardiac magnetic resonance imaging in patients undergoing ventricular tachycardia ablation. The research compared substrate models derived from both modalities using both platforms. The study aims to optimize ventricular tachycardia ablation guidance using cardiac imaging. Article number 5. Outcome of functional mitral regurgitation associated with heart failure with mildly reduced or preserved ejection fraction. This study investigated the mechanisms and clinical significance of functional mitral regurgitation in patients with heart failure with mildly reduced ejection fraction and heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. The study found that functional mitral regurgitation has a significant impact on long-term outcomes in both heart failure with mildly reduced ejection fraction and heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Identifying the predominant mechanisms of functional mitral regurgitation in each group is crucial for tailored management strategies. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.